Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
We are here with Hillary Donnelly, amateur comedian and music teacher for Chicago Public Schools, and she has a joke for us.
Kids, I know you're going to love this. Why couldn't the pirates get into the movie?
I don't know why.
Because it was rated R.
He's clever.
We are here for a special Yap Sheep review of the ICC Songs website.
Why are we reviewing the ICC Songs website?
Can anyone guess why we are reviewing for Yap Sheep the ICCSongs.net website?
As Christians, we like to sing to God, and this is a website that can help us do that.
What you do is you go to ICCSongs.net. You type that in, and actually, if you forget that, you can get to it from the Chicago Church website, chicagoicc.org website. We have a link to it on the right-hand side there. You can get to that. Go and download for free a program called Noteworthy Viewer. That's Noteworthy Viewer. It's on the ICC Songs website. What that program does is it allows you to play the notes of songs in the songbook, and you can play all the notes together to learn how the song sounds with all the four-part harmony together. Or you could actually play it with just your part. So I'll give you a little example. We've already downloaded the program. It's a very quick download, easy to download. I had no problems at all installing it. You go on the site and they have actually about 45 songs from the songbook and then some additional songs as well. Let's say you just wanted to download the whole song. They have a number of songs. We happen to pick It As Well With Our Soul. And here it is. So, of course, it goes on and on, and what I'm seeing on my computer screen is the notes and the words go by note per note. Now, I'm going to stop that. It's very easy to use. Say I wanted to just listen to, now let's say, of course, I'm not, but let's say I was an alto, and we do have an alto, at least one or two with us here, and so let's say I wanted to listen to my alto part because maybe I can't read music, or maybe I'm kind of rusty, but I want to memorize what that part is. Go ahead, after I have the program called, again, Noteworthy Composer Viewer, then, and again, it's a free program, then I would do is click on the individual song from the list on ICCSongs.net, download my part, then click on it. Here it is. What you can do is actually learn the differences between the parts. Here's the tenor part. So we see the difference here. The idea is then all the different parts practice it. Then we can all sing it together, and that's what we're going to actually try right now. Is happening in the note, and it highlights the word as well. So it's really cool, and if the screen moves along, you don't have to move the screen. It's super cool. There's 45 songs. You just scroll down, and you look at Songs of the Kingdom on the right-hand side, and you can see just a huge list. Not all the songs from our songbook, but many, many of them. Can we see the names there?
Arise, my soul, arise. Be still, my soul. Fairest Lord Jesus, holy, holy, holy. I am resolved.
It's not, of course, every song, but it's real easy to use. I believe a disciple named Ed Cox has a lot to do with it. He's somewhere in Maryland, I believe, possibly associated with the Greater Baltimore Church of Christ. It's not exactly clear from the website, but they do have some great links there. It's been around for a while, and it is frequently updated. I know in November they put some Christmas songs about the birth of Jesus up there, which is really cool. So it is, they do maintain it pretty frequently, the site. Oh, okay, I want to hear the bass part of Be Still My Soul. You literally just go to the website. As long as you have the program already, you click on B. It's got SATB for all the notes. Then it has an S or an A or a T or a B. You click on B for bass. You can click Open With or Save To. It'll open right away. and it just cranks right into the song. It's just super fast. And we have links to special songs in addition to great songs of the church. There's also special collection, some pretty cool articles there. The people doing this site have done their homework.
I think it's awesome. I mean, we discovered it a while ago, and I think it's cool if you don't know how to read music, or you just say, oh, well, I think I want to learn the alto part, even if I normally sing soprano, or I don't know how to read music, so I'll just listen to it, and then you can learn it really easily.
And now, Ashley, if this is the first time you saw it, what's your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction is wow, because, like, if you've never, like, heard a song and you want to learn it, because sometimes we sing songs in church, and if you don't have your songbook, you still want to be kind of familiar with the song, so you can just go on here and listen to the song and kind of hear it, so I think that's really, really cool.
I like this website because it's something that you can do, and this may sound kind of antisocial, but you can do it by yourself. Sometimes when I'm in the fellowship and, you know, we're singing a song and you're kind of, I mean, honestly for me, I'm kind of guessing at the notes and maybe the person next to me sings a different part than I do, and I get tired of having to guess at it. So this is kind of nice that I can click on my part, soprano, and hear what it really sounds like and learn it without any interference from just other noise around me or just even my own guessing about what it is I'm supposed to be doing but don't know how to do. I like it because then I can be sure to learn the right note.
And what about you, Luke?
Good one.
Again, just to show you how quick this is, I'm on their website, iccsongs.net. Scroll down to Songs of the Kingdom and then go down to Old Rugged Cross. I decide I want the full noted part, so I click SATB. That's what it stands for. When I click on that link, I get the option that I either want to open with the Noteworthy Composer Viewer, or I can save it to disc. If I just want to open it, listen to it once or twice, I go okay, and here we go.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
So that is our Yap Sheep review of Noteworthy Composer Viewer at iccsongs.net. We are here with a special Yap Sheep review of Rocky Balboa. It is a movie about men searching for meaning, men searching for mission and relationships. Guys, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, it was excellent. Great. It was the best Rocky I think I've ever seen. Showed a lot of might and strength. It just, it really moved me.
During the movie, you said something about men who dream. What did you mean by that?
Seeing Rocky there, just really getting the dream there, getting motivated and moved. It's really reminded me that, man, you know, you don't have to be too old to have a dream for God.
That's right. Your old men will dream dreams. Thanks, Mark Hill. Anyone else? Comment about Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. He is super fast. He is super furious, man. I was inspired when he was just, like, throwing the punches left and right, you know, it just throwing off super hooks. It was awesome. It was cool.
That's right. Thanks, Patrick.
Well, I think the main message of this movie is that the old men need to keep training. We need to keep fighting. We can't give up. We can't let go of the dream. We have got to train and fight every day of our life. Amen? Amen.
Come on, brother.
Yes, this is a movie filled with human moments, incredible moments where about building family relationships, a father trying to really strive after a relationship with his son and willing to fight for it, a time where even there's little human moments like just a wooden chair hidden by the graveside up in a tree. It's just incredible. Nick, what do you think about the movie?
Well, you know, I thought it was really awesome. I think really about the movie where he's able to talk to his son. And he's able to tell him, you know, he's talking to him about perseverance. He says it's not how hard you get hit, but it's about what you do when you get hit and how where you go from there. But I think the bit when he was hitting him just in the ribs, I think that bit was just awesome. He showed just one sucker punch, and we need to be able to react as Christians when we get hit like that and able to persevere, because that's what mighty men of God are made of. They're made of steel.
Anthony, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, I thought the movie was awesome. I thought it's so cool because I've seen all the other Rockies and I've always been like, oh man, he's just got all these great moves and all this sort of stuff. And then this one, it's like he's old, he's not as fast, he's not as agile, he's not as strong, but he still has that heart, you know. I love that quote that you're just talking about, where it's not how hard you hit, but it's how many hits you can take and keep moving forward. I thought that was awesome because that's what life's all about. You're going to get hit. You're going to see people die. You're going to see people fall away. Satan's going to hit you with all kinds of stuff, but you just got to keep moving. And, man, that's just so inspiring. I need to keep moving no matter how hard Satan hits me.
That's the truth. Thank you, Anthony. Roger?
Yeah, let me just say this. I don't know if I made myself clear, but the old men need to keep fighting and training. The old men need to train every day of their lives, stay in the fight, stay in the dream, catch the dream, and never, never give up. Right, old men? Amen.
Even if you're on a Zimmer frame?
Thank you, Roger Farlor and Nick Donnelly.
And another thing for the young men, you know, it inspires us. Even though the young guy got whooped in the movie, you know, it was okay. You know, because it encouraged the old people, like Roger Farlor. And we love that.
Let me just make my point clear here. The old men need to keep training and fighting every day of their life. They can't give up. They can't give in. They've got to hold on to the dream and never let go. Amen.
I think what we're trying to say is we recommend Rocky Balboa as a movie that all men should see. And what about women? Should women see this movie?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, sure. Let me just say definitely. One thing about the men. Yeah, you're embarrassing me.
In order to round out our Yap Sheep review of Rocky Balboa, we need a woman's perspective. Here is Christina Walsh, who has also seen the movie. Christina, where'd you see this movie?
Saw it with my family on Christmas night. I thought it was a great movie. I'd never seen any of the Rockies before, and then while I was home for vacation, I made my dad pull them all out, and I sat there and watched them all within a matter of a couple days. And, you know, I think they're really good. I think the Rocky Balboa is, you know, just about as good as Rocky IV, which was also a great one. And, you know, I think it was good. I think he wasn't a hypocrite, and that was awesome. He was really trying to live out what he was trying to teach his son, and, you know, that really helped his relationship with his son. I think that was great. You know, just perseverance is definitely something you can learn from this man. It's pretty intense to see how in his 60s now, he's still going after and trying to live the impossible. Perseverance and dreaming the impossible.
And that is our Yap Sheep review of Rocky Balboa.
And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and
Holy Spirit.
Dad.